Senate Bill 72. Are there any proponents for Senate Bill 72? Welcome, Senator Olson.
Well, thank you, Madam Chairman, and members of House Education. Senator Ed Olson, District 20. I had a lot of these kids as students back behind me, and my daughter is also part of the student council at Mitchell High. And it is Representative Elliot Mitchell Day in the legislature. Not that I'm trying to, I want you to hear my pitch on this bill, I think. Madam Chairman, Senate Bill 72 attempts to do one very important thing, and that's to protect the extraordinary cost fund that we have currently within the Department of Education dealing with special education costs. It's overseen by, I'm not even sure how large the board is, but the way the system works, or should work, it's not working quite like that right now, is that a district needs to spend down their special education allocation to 5% before they could access the extraordinary cost fund. As you know, a district in one sweet day could be looking right at a possible out-of-district placement for a student that moves in or that has extreme needs or has developed needs that where the services would be best provided out of district, and that of course can be extremely expensive. But currently in state law, if you look down at section 1337-48 currently allows any district to apply any legal cost directly to the extraordinary cost fund without any consideration of their own special ed balance. So they could be holding quite a bit of money and yet be throwing their legal expenses right into the extraordinary cost fund. So that's why section 2, I'll start with, that's a repealer. And what this bill does, if you look at the new language, and it's very narrowly defined, it allows a district pay their legal costs, and then I would, after legal costs on line 6, I'd ask you to go down to line 10, incurred by the school district in the referral, evaluation, and placement processes. It's very, very narrow. So it allowed those bills to be paid out of special education. Just in visiting with Marty Ginden, the Auditor General, he said this is just good accounting practice. The Extraordinary Cost Fund, once the allocation is determined for special ed, as you know, districts have general funds, they have special education funds, and they have capital outlay funds. Special ed funds will retain for the Extraordinary Cost Fund 5.75%. In that pool of money for districts to apply for when they get down to the 5% balance and then are faced with extraordinary costs. That's what that fund is there for. We want it to be used for services for children, not to pay legal bills. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there other proponents for Senate Bill 72? Other proponents for Senate Bill 72?
Morning, Madam Chair, members of the House Education Committee. I'm Diana Miller, representing the ESD Plus 6 school districts, and we too would rise in support of Senate Bill 72, and I think, as Senator Olson indicated, it clears up an area in Section 2 that we have been concerned about, and that is the Extraordinary Cost Fund, because we realize that that is important to be used when you do truly have a catastrophic event that occurs or comes into your school district whereby you need to come to the state and utilize that fund. Secondly, I think you've got it narrowly defined in Section 1 as to what legal expenses would be allowed, such as the referral, evaluation, and placement. And this is a legitimate, allowable cost to come out of the special education fund. Unfortunately, when we do have a hearing, which is the result of the process because of IDEA, we have to have costs incurred, and we need to pay those costs, and we would prefer to do that out of the appropriate fund rather than utilize general fund dollars when general fund dollars can be utilized better in the programmatic area, the salaries and benefits. So I would ask that you support Senate Bill 72. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Are there other proponents for Senate Bill 72? Other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 72? Any opponents? Any opponents to Senate Bill 72? We'll then close that for committee questions for proponents. Representative Bradford.
Senator Olson.
Yes, sir. Representative Bradford.
Thank you. Senator, I'm not exactly legal-minded, but I did, when you said in line 10, you said it's very explicit that it's in the referral, evaluation, and placement. But then the sentence goes on to say, as well as any other legal expenses for which the district is determined. Does that mean it still pertains to just those three areas?
It could, if I could, Madam Chairman, it could be attorney's fees that would be needed by the school district during that process. Being a school person yourself, those are the three key components. And when you would have a disagreement about placement or, about the, the evaluation, any part of that, you might need expert testimony, and that would be an allowable cost.
Other questions for proponents? Representative Schaefer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Olson, I just want to know a couple of things. One, that the new money that is supposed to be coming from Medicaid for administrative expenses, could that money be used in that, for that?
Madam Chair, I would have to defer, as I don't know if Mr. Black had it, Mr. Kruzmark is here.
He's not here.
I don't see him.
Mr. Kruzmark, could you just give us a...
Oh, he is here.
He is here.
He was ducking.
He's always here. And you as well are a consultant, right?
I'm the player to be named later.
I see. Representative Schaefer.
Yes. Did you hear my question? You want me to repeat it?
If you could, Madam.
Okay. This money for these expenditures here that are laid out for referral, evaluation, and placement process, could that be paid out of the money that's supposedly going to be given from Medicaid, that extra money?
Madam Chair, Stacy Kruzmark with the Department of Education. The Medicaid admin claiming program that we're starting, and districts will receive money here shortly, they can use those dollars and deposit them into their general fund, which presumably they could use to pay for these expenses. Also, a portion of those dollars would go into their special ed fund and would again be allowable to pay for those expenses if this bill passes, I believe. So those dollars coming from Medicaid would be deposited in the general and the special ed fund and could be used the same as the existing funds in those accounts.
Thank you.
Follow up?
Yes, please. And when they have to have legal fees, can the, would the school's attorney that they have for the school board be that attorney, and does that person get extra fees when he does something like that?
I'm going to have to defer. I'm not sure on that question.
Senator Olson, District 20. Representative Schaefer, I believe most, larger districts will have attorneys on retainer. So it depends upon, I would assume, what their contractual obligation is with their attorney and whether that attorney is comfortable in special ed law or whatever. I might tell you, committee members, that South Dakota Advocacy is responsible for a lot of the language changes in here. So they're very comfortable with the bill.
Thank you. Mr. Kruzmark, I have just a question, just a clarification on something you said, that the Medicaid admin dollars will go into both general and special ed. How do we determine that breakdown?
Thank you, Madam Chair, for that question. since the program is very, very new, we just started rolling this out last fall, September, October. Basically, what the program does is it reimburses school districts for expenses they've already incurred. We need to determine then where did they actually incur those expenses. Some of those expenses would come out of general fund, predominantly most of them, because we're talking about administrative type of expenses, the principal, the superintendent, counselors, those type of things. But a portion of them would come out of special ed funds for those people paid out of there. Now, we're yet to determine exactly how that percentage split will be allocated since the program is less than 6 months old. And before we actually make that payment, we hope to have that resolved working with Department of Legislative Audit, the Department of Social Services, and of course our staff in the Department of Education. So,
thank you. Are there any other questions for proponents? Representative Van Norman.
Thank you. Mr. Kruisberg. Thank you. Right now, is there any provision, is there any other way to pay these fees and make sure that they're tied to special ed legal costs?
The attorney fees and make sure that they're...
To do what this bill does, is, I mean, this, they're saying this is accounting, but can this be done right now that the attorney fees are paid from federal funds or targeted to special ed, the legal costs?
Madam Chair, if I might defer to Senator Olson, that's...
It's a pretty good dodge. Representative Van Norman, currently a lot of these costs are paid out of the general education fund. And what I think is more prudent is that we use the fund that's, you know, established for special education purposes. I.e., it would allow special ed fund to be used for any due process, referral, evaluation type hearings.
Follow up.
My concern, and then the question. My concern is that we've had the special ed funding intact, and now we're going to open it up, and I don't see a limit. In this language here, it says any legal costs, and I'm not clear it's all tied to special ed is one concern. And so the second concern is we're opening this up. Legal costs and medical costs are the highest costs we could charge for professional services. They may swallow up the special ed funds. So where is the limit? And where's the connection on the second sentence of this amendment to for any costs?
Madam
any
Chair, costs? I guess I would respond by making mention that it deals with legal costs in the referral, evaluation, or placement process. So it's very, I feel, as a former administrator, it's very narrow in, basically, it's going to be a disagreement over one of those three items that is covered under federal law and IDEA. I don't see, for example, you mentioned medical. I don't see where that would happen unless you the placement was with a medically fragile child. But it's still dealing in one of those three components of the IDEA law.
Yes, Representative Van Norman.
Well, my final question, specifically, I use the medical as an example. It's just a high cost. Mm-hmm. We're going to start dipping into the special ed fund that goes to kids, and we're going to be paying lawyers out of that. And I think this opens it up a lot. I don't see a limit in here. Where do you see a limit?
Madam Chair, what I would say is, first of all, Representative Van Norman, there are very few hearings, very few. So I don't look at it as being onerous or onerous, but without repealing Section 2, you allow anything to go into that fund that is designed to provide the services. So if a district exhausts or comes within the 5% tolerance in special ed, then they have the ability to go to the extraordinary cost fund and that oversight board to make their request. And that board will look at all components of why that request is there. And so, you know, to me, it is totally wide open now. for any legal costs. I mean, Section 2 and why it was there is even problematic to me, because to me it was almost a way of saying to the school districts, go ahead, challenge every parent. Challenge every one of them, because those costs will go right to the ECF.
Any other questions of proponents for Senate Bill 72? Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 72 for committee discussion and or action. Representative Hills.
This may not be the appropriate time, but I hate to disappoint Senator Olson and Representative Elliott, but this is Spearfish Day in the Capitol.
Again, the chair would entertain any committee discussion and or action. Representative Roberts.
Madam Chair, I could say something, but what I'm going to say is I move do pass. Senate Bill 72.
Do pass on Senate Bill 72 by Representative Roberts, second by Representative Weems. Representative Roberts. Any other comments on that pending do pass motion on Senate Bill 72? Seeing none, all those in favor of Senate Bill 72 will say aye. Opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Bruner?
Aye.
Buckingham?
Aye.
Elliott?
Aye.
Hills?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Naustrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Roberts?
Aye.
Schaefer?
Aye.
Van Norman?
Aye.
Weems?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
McLaughlin?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
We have the do pass motion on Senate Bill 72 passes with a unanimous vote. Consent. Moved to consent by Representative Schaefer, second by Representative Weems. Any discussion on that consent motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of moving to consent will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. No. Okay. Representative Van Norman indicates no.